Hello?
Oh, hi, Larry.
Yes?
Hi, Athena from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I didn't even know I've been paying you guys. I thought we just did a two-month thing, and then that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was working on my contractor's license, and I haven't completed it yet. So until then, I don't want to be paying for the service. But as soon as I get it all done, then, yeah, definitely I want to have the service.
So I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 2nd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I thought I agreed to a two-month agreement, and then that was that. At least that's what we talked about verbally. I guess I didn't read the agreement.
So it's a two-month short-term commitment, but it is a month-to-month subscription of $249 monthly. So I think that's where you got confused, because the idea is not to cancel right after the first month. After the second month, you can cancel anytime, but you have to call us 3 business days prior to prevent the next month's charge. But I do want to give you 2 options, Larry, because you're giving me, you know, you're very honest with me and you're telling me about your licensing and whatnot. So number one, if you're not ready to go full force yet because of the licensing, your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So I don't think you need those extra Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, I could take those off, and that would lower the past due amount to $149. And then once we get that paid, if you want, I can even put you on a seasonal hold for up to 90 days, which means we would pause the April, May, and June payments. And then hopefully you're licensed by then or before then. But if not, it would automatically start billing again in July.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. And I won't be able to pay you until Wednesday. I won't be able to pay you guys until Wednesday.
That's not a problem. So is this card still good, but it's just low on funds, so we would process it on Wednesday, or is it going to be a different card number?
What card is it? What's the last 4 on that card?
It's a Visa ending in 0844.
No, that's not the right one. I don't know which one that is off the top of my head, but I can give you another one, I think.
Okay, so I'll update it now, and then we'll process it on Wednesday, and I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4320.
Okay.
2300.
Got it.
0736.
Okay.
And 6543.
6543. Okay, expiration?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull in my driveway right here. 1124?
No problem. Be safe. That's more important when driving, huh? And then the little code on the back.
784.
Okay, good. We got through that. And then it's still the 3558 Wallingford Drive for the billing address?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm setting the invoice right now for Wednesday's date, which is the 8th.
You know, I'm sorry. Can we do Thursday just to be safe? Because I'm going to be working out of town. I get paid as soon as I'm done. But if I don't get back by 4 o'clock, then I won't be paid until that morning, Thursday morning. Let's just play it safe that way.
No, I always say it's better to be safe than sorry. So I will push it out to Thursday. And then once it's paid, you do want to go on the seasonal hold for the 3 months, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if everything gets squared away sooner than then, Larry, you can call me and we'll take the hold off sooner. Or okay. If you want to keep the website up and running during that hold and just, you know, activate all of the programming to get you, keep you on the first page of Google, what you could do is just pay us hosting of $49 monthly. Because right now there's a big orange banner at the top of the site saying it's, you know, no longer being activated. That will go back up there once we put the seasonal hold on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want to advertise right now at all.
Okay.
Because I haven't even been onto it yet and even put any information. You know, I haven't done any of my stuff. I haven't even looked at it. So I've been so busy.
I see.
All I've ever did was just pay you guys, and then I never did anything with it because I was with Angie Leeds at the before that. But anyways, I want to get rid of Angie Leeds because I stopped using them, but I owe them some money still because their leads were coming in like crazy and they weren't matching up to the thing. There's so much work. So, I just purchased for my testing. For the business part, you know, and the statues and all that and the rules and everything. So I got to take that, and then I got to go down to Phoenix for 3 or 4 days and study there and then take a proctored test in person. And then I'll be set, you know, of course. Get
wow,
bond.
Good for you.
I got to finish my bonding. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that when the account is on the seasonal hold, it will automatically reinstate on July 2nd if we don't hear from you. So what
okay.
I'll do is I'll send you an email reminder like a week prior to that, maybe like June 22nd or something, just saying, you know, hey, local splash will bill on the 2nd. That way, in case you forget all about it, you can call us. And then in the meantime, what I want you to do is start working on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing. I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. So even when the account is in suspension, you people can go onto your Google listing and leave you a review. And that way, once you get your licensing, you're kind of ahead of the curve, because when we reinstate the programming, you'll already have that 5-star rating up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. What email do you have for me?
I have L. Williams, gosh, this is so little, usmc@gmail.com.
Yes. I'd like to change that.
Okay. So
now just with you guys, so because my fiance will get my emails for me because she checks hers every day, and then I can go on there and take care of business that way.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. So what's the email?
It's J. LEAVERTON 77@gmail.com.
I like her email. My extension is 777, so.
Nice.
So it's JLeaverton77@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I already sent the reviews email to you before I updated it. So I'm going to go back in and send the second one to the new email. That way you'll have it in both of your email accounts. And then on Thursday, like I said, I'll get the payment up to speed and I'll process the seasonal hold for you. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. And in the meantime, good luck with all of the licensing and testing and studying. That's pretty exciting. So good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, have a great rest of your week, Larry.
You too. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.